It's never.
Bank of America may throw a lifeline to some homeowners.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. As the housing market has tanked in this country, you now know more, or you now more than likely know what being underwater means. That's owing money on a mortgage beyond what a home is actually worth. Reuters reports Bank of America today will announce a plan that will forgive some of that amount. Marketplace's Brett Neely is with us live this morning from our Washington studio with the latest. Good morning, Brett.
Morning, Steve.
So how's this plan going to work?
Well, it's only going to apply for people who owe more than 120% of the value of their house and for some adjustable rate mortgages that are near default. And starting in May, Bank of America will make the loan equal to what the house is actually worth, which could cut what homeowners owe by up to 30%. And in return, borrowers have to stay current on their mortgage for the next 5 years.
And how big a deal is this, Brett?
Well, the government has wanted lenders to reduce what borrowers owe for a while so that people will stop walking away from their underwater mortgages. I just got off the phone with Chris Mayer, who's a real estate expert at Columbia University. And he says he's seen lenders make enough of these announcements that he wants to wait and see the details.
If they're saying they're going to do it all the time, then this is going to be a really big program. If they're saying they'll consider doing it, the question, as it has always been, isn't so much announcing a big program, it's how often do you do it?
All right, so there are some questions about private plans such as this one, Brett, but what about the government's loan modification plans? I mean, how does that fit in?
Well, actually, it comes as the government's own efforts haven't done so well. Just yesterday, the Inspector General of the government's TARP program said the administration's loan modification program will likely fail. That program has tried to reduce the interest rate borrowers have paid, but not principal. And right now, it's only going to help less than 2 million homeowners.
Marketplace's Brett Neely reporting from Washington this morning. Brett, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.
By the way, mortgage applications were down for a second straight week, 4.2%. The Mortgage Bankers Association just this past hour says homeowners refinanced their loans at the lowest level in a month. President Obama travels to Iowa tomorrow to sell the benefits of health care reform. Preventive care is one major focus of the new law. An example, by next year, more than 200,000 fast food and chain restaurants will have to disclose calorie counts on their menus. Marketplace's John Dimsdale reports.
The idea is that by letting restaurant customers compare calories, they'll order healthier food. Margot Wooten at the Center for Science in the Public Interest says right now eating out involves a lot of guesswork.
People look at the menu and think the tuna sandwich is better than the roast beef when in fact it has 50% more calories.
After more than a dozen states and cities passed their own restaurant labeling laws, the industry came around to supporting a national standard. Sue Hensley is with the National Restaurant Association.
There was this growing patchwork of legislation and regulation. Most of those provisions did not include as much information as this bill will now require.
It also calls for a national strategy for illness prevention, as well as the creation of a National Preventive Care Council. To encourage healthier babies, the law requires employers to give working mothers time and a place to pump breast milk for their babies. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture and creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. More at producemoreconservemore.com. By Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents, offering a choice of companies and coverage. You can find a local agent at 1-800-WE-INSURE. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com.
Overseas stocks have swung to some losses at the moment. Fitch Ratings downgraded Portugal's sovereign debt, and markets in Europe responded accordingly. Shares are off there more than 0.5%. In Asia, markets closed mostly higher today. Here at home yesterday, the Dow added 102 points to close at 10,888. You know, Wall Street's been getting a lot of the blame for the country's economic woes. People in the financial industry don't exactly have the best reputation at the moment. Now imagine being a banker and running for the U.S. Senate. That's the case in Illinois, and Tony Arnold from Chicago Public Radio reports.
Democrat Alexi Janulius has been the Illinois state treasurer for the last 4 years, but before that, he was the chief loan officer for his family's community bank called Broadway Bank. Janulius has said the FDIC may have to take control of Broadway, and the bank's downfall has mostly been because of bad loans. And that's been the main issue in Janulius' campaign to fill Barack Obama's old U.S. Senate seat.
Alexi Janulius engaged in the same kind of reckless lending that brought our U.S. economy to its knees.
Congressman Mark Kirk is Janulius' Republican opponent. A Janulius campaign spokeswoman says it was Mark Kirk's votes in Congress that helped create the economic mess. And Janulius has his defenders, like Illinois senior senator, Democrat Dick Durbin.
There are good bankers, you know? There are people who really try to do a good job, and there are some who are not. We ought to have the good sense to know the difference.
Janulius has a slight edge over Mark Kirk in the most recent poll. Alan Gittleson says that doesn't mean voters are fully on board. Gittleson teaches political science at Loyola University.
Roughly 56% of the voters in Illinois are at least somewhat reluctant to support him because of his history of being a banker.
As for potential voters like Chicago and Jim Hannon, he says despite the banker baggage, some financial experience might actually help a political campaign.
They might have a good idea what, you know, how to manage the money then, you know, hopefully.
Hannon says he's still undecided, but there's plenty of campaigning left. Political scientist Alan Gittleson says the Republican, Mark Kirk, has barely started hammering at Janulius for his banking background. He says it's likely Kirk saving it for closer to the November election. In Chicago, I'm Tony Arnold for Marketplace.
And finally, a store in London says what's good for matrimony is also good for the big breakup. Know somebody getting a divorce? Buy them something from Debenhams, one of Britain's largest department stores. Their new divorce registry features items for the newly single: pots and pans, toasters, towels. Shouldn't be too hard to figure out what your heartbroken friend needs. Just find out what they didn't get in the settlement. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. Check us out online at marketplace.org. Grab the podcast while you're there, too. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.